5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
This is primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can and kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Tapped by Coors Light. Ducks fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
On 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back. 503 with Rob and Suk in Portland and in Vancouver.
Sada.
Other places as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people streaming us.
Well, maybe Camus, Washougal, Gresham, if you will.
Wasn't there a guy in Laos?
Yeah, there was a guy in Laos. We always get there's a couple people in Norway.
One guy in Guam was listening to us for a while. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Hope he's okay.
Yeah, wherever you are and listening to us, thank you for being here. It is a fun football Freaky Friday.
Now it's a Freaky Friday, huh?
You getting a little freaky.
Flopping with someone?
Wait, what? What does that mean?
Isn't that the Freaky Friday where, like, you... Like, we switch bodies? That's the Freaky Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you would
I don't know what that means, but...
You've never seen Freaky Friday? It's been remade, like, 800 times.
I don't think I have, no.
Yeah, it's any one of those movies where, like, your consciousness goes into someone else's body. Like, we Freaky Friday swap. So, like, all
that's
of a sudden,
what we're doing.
You'd wake up and be like, ah! Like, you're me, and I'm you.
I'm Big Zook.
Yeah.
I have hot football takes later. Maybe I am Big Zook.
I've
got the pick. We have the definitive picks of who is going to win every NFL playoff game this weekend.
Your 52 gold star locks of the week.
Coming up. That we will have. We have Friday randoms. I've got some fun stuff that's left over in the tickle trunk.
I do enjoy Friday randoms.
And could Trevor Lawrence play in the NFL right now? We're going to try to. That's very.
That seems to be the hot topic, right?
Yeah, that's an ambitious agenda for 1 hour, but we're going to try to get to all that.
My guess is we get to about 30% of it, but let's do it.
And then in the club, we'll have some hot TV talk. Do I need to watch Bird Box now? I have to ask that question. Because
you haven't seen that yet?
No.
Did you see the jackass that crashed his car?
No. Nope.
Yeah, some idiot was trying to do the Bird Box challenge, took a header right into someone else.
So we'll get to that in the club and some other stuff.
Yeah, I got a bonsai tree today.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Brian in Beaverton.
Yeah, apparently I'm part of the bonsai club now. Wasn't expecting that, but all of a sudden...
I got to say, that thing does not look very healthy.
Well, he says it's dormant.
Okay.
And he threw some shade. He gave me a bonsai tree, which was awesome, but he also threw some shade at me in his note when giving me the bonsai tree. So I'm not sure whether to be insulted or not.
Now, this goes back to yesterday when Mike and I were professing to be plant people. We like to keep plants alive and... stuff.
What?
No, Mike was anti.
Oh, is he anti? Okay.
And you anti. I was just confused as to why you liked plants.
I like houseplants. And you don't, and I actually, little known fact about me, I actually have a bit of a green thumb.
Yeah.
Indoor and outdoor. But you
I do
don't.
Not I do not have a plant.
But you said you love bonsai trees. Well, today you show up to work and on your desk is an effing bonsai tree.
From Brian in Beaverton.
Who's a listener.
He brought by a bonsai tree and I was like, oh my gosh, but when I pictured a bonsai tree, I was thinking like, you know, Mr. Miyagi. This just appears to be like a twig that I think will eventually grow into a bonsai tree if I don't kill it first, which Brian apparently thinks that I am going to do.
So we'll get to that in the club. 6 to 7 right now. It is time for the Hot 5 at 5, folks.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost Brewed Coors Light.
It's not breaking news, dude.
It's my quarterback.
Number five.
Okay, the Blazers say Damian Lillard is available for tonight's game against the Hornets.
He was questionable with a, he had a boo-boo on his elbow, but he's fine.
Yeah, he's got a little Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, Quick said it was not a major deal. Although the Hornets stink,
it's a Hello Kitty Band-Aid.
Really? Interesting. I'm trying to think of maybe, is that the most insulting of the Band-Aids would be the Hello Kitty Band-Aid?
I thought those were cool now. Those, like, like the cartoon.
My daughter loves the
Band-Aids. Oh, yeah. Everybody loves those.
Yeah. But we have Hello Kitty Band-Aids at my house.
Adorable.
Yeah.
He is going to play against the Hornets. Good matchup there with Kemba Walker, should he go. The Blazers are looking for their fourth straight win. Now, college basketball is heating up with conference play. Number one, Duke visits number three, Florida, number 13, rather, Florida State. That game tomorrow. And if you turn it off last night, the Ducks ended up blowing that game to UCLA.
They had a 9-point lead with about 50 seconds and change.
Unbelievable.
And ended up gacking that thing away.
The Beavers won. They're now 2-0 in the Pac-12 and 10-4 on the season.
Go Beavs. Yeah, knocked off USC last night.
Number and one of four. Our listeners has proclaimed that should they beat UCLA, they will officially be good. So it comes down to this.
Well,
this
the
weekend.
Pac-12 desperately needs someone to be good.
All right, where are we?
Not Oregon. You see that Oregon may have to go to other athletes to fill practice spots?
Yeah.
They're
down to eight guys. Right?
Yeah, they may just go to other sports and ask if they can borrow some athletes in order to practice.
Red Sox and star outfielder Mookie Betts avoid arbitration. One-year deal worth $20 million, so he doubles his salary. Chris Davis and the A's settle for a cool $17 million. The Yankees have signed Rockies infielder DJ LeMahieu, 2 years, $24 million. He'll be used at second base, third base, and shortstop. Likely means the Manny Machado ship has sailed.
Yeah. So what, we got the White Sox and the Phillies now, I think, kind of the remaining two in the Machado sweepstakes. I haven't heard anything about Harper.
The Yankees also retained reliever Zach Britton, 3 years, $39 million. The Mariners, for some unknown reason, are bringing back Dustin Ackley. And the Dodgers pulled off a trade today with the Blue Jays. To bring back catcher Russell Martin. He'll be returning to L.A.
Yeah, because they lost their catcher. Where did
Alonso went to the Brewers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, more quarterbacks entering the NCAA transfer portal. Among them, Oregon's Braxton Burmeister.
Yeah, that's not much of a shock there. He, poor kid. You know, he came in with a lot of fanfare, won the backup job, and just never...
Well, he's not a good quarterback.
No, he's not.
I mean, for heaven's sakes.
It's bad. I know, but he's just, it's one of those, it's an easy target to kick when the kid's down, right? It's like he tries to be bad. He just isn't a Pac-12 quarterback.
Watch him go light it up somewhere.
Well, it happens. Go down to Fresno State, light the world on fire.
His departure will leave the Ducks with three scholarship quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, Tyler Shuck, and then freshman Cade Millen. Oklahoma backup Austin Kendall, he's been sitting behind all these good quarterbacks for years, and he's going to transfer as well.
It's all about the portal now. Everyone's going in the portal.
Yeah, but is it really a portal?
Yeah, it's a portal.
Yeah, but it's really not because it doesn't.
Hey, don't crap on the portal. Anywhere. There's even a thing now to find your portal name. It's your.
How do you know?
It's the make of your first car and the river closest to you.
Yeah, Mustang Celine.
Ooh,
is mine.
It's not bad. I feel like maybe that's a linebacker somewhere.
What's yours?
I'd have to flip mine because it doesn't matter. Like, if I went river first, mine would be Columbia Thunderbird.
Mike?
I don't know what river's closest to me right now. I'll have to go look that up.
Wasn't it closest to you growing up?
I think it just, the one I said, it just was closest to you now. So
I use the Saline River because that's where I grew up.
That works.
Or no, Smoky Hill. My name would be Mustang Smoky Hill.
Yeah, Thunderbird Columbia didn't work, but I felt like Columbia Thunderbird?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Isn't so
bad.
Yeah,
so my first car was a Camry, and if we're going with original, I grew up next to the Hudson River. So
Camry Hudson.
Or Hudson
Classy.
Camry.
That's the best one. Yeah, that's I feel good. Like that's a quarterback. He slings it a little bit.
Coordinator news, the Ravens are moving Greg Roman into the OC role. That means Marty Morningweb demoted. Of course, Roman led Colin Kaepernick to the Super Bowl. Fired Broncos head coach. Let's do it. Vance Joseph is going to go be the defensive coordinator for Cliff Kingsbury and the Cardinals. What else? Jets are interviewing Greg Williams to be their defensive coordinator. The Browns want to replace Greg Williams with fired Cardinals coach Steve Wilks. Do you remember Andy Ludwig?
I do remember Andy Ludwig.
Former Ducks.
Spent some time at Oregon.
Yeah, he's a former Ducks OC. He's been named OC at Utah. He was most recently at Vanderbilt.
I feel like Utah changes offensive coordinators like other people change underwear.
It does seem like that's every year.
It is unbelievable.
Alabama's quarterbacks coach, Dan Enos, he was expected to take over as OC at Alabama. Instead, he is off to be the OC at Miami under Manny Diaz. And interesting to note that Alabama transfer quarterback Jalen Hurts is going to be visiting Miami on Monday.
And apparently they have a really good relationship, so most people think that this is in line now with Hurts going to Miami. 5 more assistants this offseason have bailed for Alabama.
From Alabama.
That makes, I if my count is correct, I believe that would then be 22 in the last 4 years that they've gone through. If anything is going to undo the Alabama dynasty, well, one, Clemson, but it's this. I don't care how good your program is, you just cannot have this kind of turnover in your staff year to year and keep continuity. It's impossible.
And number one, Dolphins expected to name Patriots defensive assistant Brian Flores their head coach. Now, who is that guy? He's currently New England's linebackers coach.
Yes, I don't know, but apparently he's going to be the head coach, which is interesting because it sounded like Miami had narrowed in on a couple guys, and this was not one of them.
I will report to you that Mr. Flores is indeed black.
Oh.
So you have that.
Well, because Eric Bieniemy was a guy that kept getting bounced around. A lot of people thought maybe he would be the guy in Miami.
Also, there was a thought that Gary Kubiak was going to be taking over the Broncos offense under Vic Fangio. Now they're saying that is not the case.
Yeah.
Apparently, they couldn't agree on philosophy and scheme and staffing and pretty much everything that goes into running an offense. So Gary Kubiak is out in Denver. There's your Hot 5 at 5. It is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, as you power up for game day, be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light. Please drink responsibly. Could Trevor Lawrence play in the NFL right now? That's next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, Friday Random's coming up next. In it, we'll discuss Andrew Wiggins and perhaps Kevin Durant being treated unfairly. But first, a couple of things. Oh, and then our NFL picks official with scores coming up at 5:45.
Suddenly a lot to get to.
But
some good portal names coming in, though. Cadillac Sacramento. I'd hand him the football. You're telling me you don't feel pretty good handing the ball off to Cadillac Sacramento?
Who made that up? So the transfer portal, this is new this year, but it's...
And it's become this running joke because of how many kids now, because it's supposed to be confidential. But
so basically, when you want to transfer, you have to enter your name into the portal so that schools can equally see
yes. You
want to transfer so they can contact
you. And they can contact you.
So it stops kids from where they used to just say, okay, I'm going to transfer. Nobody knows about it. I'm going to call this coach I know, and then I'm going to go there.
Yes. So this just puts it more out in the open, and now you can actually have contact. So this has become the big deal now, is everyone's entering the portal. There's even a thing
I'm
now.
I'm in there.
People are, everyone's going to be joining the portal now just for fear of missing out. Like, I don't want to transfer. I just want to be in the portal. Come on.
FOMO.
Yeah, FOMO.
So who made this up?
I don't know. I just saw it on Twitter today that people were like, yeah, you want to be in the portal too? And they said the make of your first car and... I don't know if it was the river you grew up, but I think it just said the closest river to you.
Okay.
So people are chiming in now with some pretty good ones. I like Escort Pudding. that's probably pretty solid.
The Pudding River?
I lived on Pudding River Road. That's out in Woodburn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why is it called the Pudding River?
I don't know, but it's pudding. Although instead of pudding, I would go with pudding. Escort Pudding.
This guy's name is Shadow Salmon Creek.
That's pretty badass.
Oh, my God. Well, Trevor Lawrence, everybody's talking about Trevor Lawrence
this
week, you know, the Clemson quarterback. Man, is he good. Slinging it around, you know.
The androgynous wonder.
Making passes.
You tell me you don't slap some makeup on that kid that he doesn't pass as a gal?
No, he definitely, that hair is something. Like, yeah. I mean, has he ever had a haircut? Like, well, he's only 19.
I'm sure he has at some point, but it's...
How long does it take to... That is luscious.
Yeah, and he's got weird eyes that can, like, only see the dead. They're that blue. He's got feminine features. But, boy, he slings the rock.
He is a strange-looking dude.
Yes, he is.
But he's pretty good, and he's there for a couple more years before he can go pro. Now, there's only one player I can think of that I watched in college, and I thought, oh, my God, that guy can be in the NFL right now. Because, you know... There are only, there are three pro sports that require you to wait out of high school to join. One is the NBA, obviously.
Yep, you got to wait a year. NFL, you got to wait three.
NFL, you have to be 3 years removed from high school. And then the WNBA.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have to be 22 to be in the WNBA.
You know what? I honestly had no idea. In a stunning development about the age requirements for the WNBA.
The WNBA requires players to be at least 22 to have completed their college eligibility, to have graduated from a four-year college, or to be 4 years removed from high school. That's crazy.
No clue.
Well, anyway, those are the only three. And, of course, you know, basketball, come on. You know, we've seen a lot of guys before the rule was in place that could go play in the NBA. NFL, though, is a little different because of, you know, obviously the physical nature of it.
Yeah.
So there's only been one guy that I remember watching and going, oh, my God, he could be in the NFL right now. And he was like a freshman or a sophomore. And that was Jadeveon Clowney when he played at South Carolina. It was like, dude, that guy, you don't need this rule for that guy. He can go play.
Adrian Peterson was probably one for me.
The boss said Maurice Claret.
Claret challenged the rule. If there's been two challenges to this on the, since we've been doing this stupid program, Mike Williams, who was the receiver at USC, he challenged it, and Maurice Claret challenged it, and both of them lost. And by the way, both of them washed out of the NFL. Mike Williams ate his way out of the NFL, and Maurice Claret drank his way out of the NFL. So neither one of them had the emotional maturity to hang around. I think it'd be really hard for anyone to make that jump. And I think if you were to do it, it would have to be at a there's no such thing as a non-contact. I don't think it could happen along the lines.
What about quarterback?
Quarterback would be one that if you were going to do it, maybe you could get away with it in today's game because you don't get hit that much.
Well, they were saying that perhaps Trevor Lawrence, if he went pro now, which he's not eligible to, but if he did, he would be the number one pick.
And I think he'd be terrible.
As a player, yeah. But yes. Don't you think that if, let's just say the rule was different and you could go whenever.
Someone would take him and sit him for a couple years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but he wouldn't play right away.
If he played right away, he would get his you-know-what handed to him.
Right.
It would be awful.
Well, he's pretty slight anyway. Yes. Like, he's a skinny dude.
And it would just from the speed, the reaction. People act, I swear to God, like Trevor Lawrence had the greatest season known to man. He did not. It took him a while. He didn't even win that job.
No, I think the thing about him is, I think what many football people are saying is that in 3 years,
yes,
he is going to be one of the surest things we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
But they're not saying that now.
But maybe not to some pundits, but I think there's this general perception that he had the greatest playoff performance of all time and he's the best college quarterback we've ever seen. And it just isn't the case. Like, he had a really good year and he had a great game against Alabama, but is this talk of could he play in the NFL right now? No, not just no, but God, no. I mean, the guy started, what, 8-9 games in his college career, and last year he was playing in high school. There's just such a jump. It's such a jump going from high school to college, let alone high school to the NFL. There may be a once-in-a-generational player that could do that and have any kind of success, but it's just such a physical game. Even a guy like Adrian Peterson, who was just a man among boys, would break down. Like, for instance, when you see running backs in college that are freshmen, they usually hit a wall. Who's the Clemson running back? What's his name?
Travis Bill? Etienne.
Yeah, Etienne. Had a really nice year last year, but even admitted that when he got to the playoffs last year, he hit a wall. Royce Freeman hit a wall. Adrian Peterson talked about that. You're not used to playing that many games, right? Now imagine going through 8 weeks of camp, 4 weeks of the preseason, 16 weeks of a season, and then into the postseason. You can't do it. An 18-year-old body cannot take that kind of punishment. So I'm glad the rule's in place. It's to protect kids from themselves.
Yeah, no one's ever really challenged that rule.
Like I said, Mike Williams and Claret are the only two.
Yeah, it's not common. Do you think it'll ever change?
No. No, I don't. Because the NFL doesn't want it to change. This does not benefit the NFL in any way. This wouldn't be the NBA where, you know, they're like, well, we just have to draft on potential. It would not. There would be very few kids that would even attempt it, and those that did would be late round picks, and there would just be flameouts. You just are not physically ready for that game. There are a lot of kids at 21, 22 that aren't physically ready to make the jump then. How many times do you see a kid, and then like 3 years into his NFL career, you look at him, you're like, oh my God, what happened to you? Well, you became a man and you made it your job. It's just there's just such a difference between the men of the NFL and the boys that exist in college and certainly high school
football. Yeah, it's just weird that Luka Doncic, you know, of the Mavs,
yeah,
he's the same age as Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
They're the same age.
Yeah.
And Doncic is in the NBA dominating fools. And
difference is no one gets to hit him.
Yeah, no question. But
even with Doncic, I still argue that it's better for both the NBA and college basketball if they have at least one more year where they have to stay in college, if not two, to follow football, because you get better players in college for longer, so it makes that product better, and then you get rid of most of the Noah Vonleys of the world who don't ever pan out because they went way too early.
It would be interesting to see Doncic in college right now.
How good he would be.
What would he be doing?
Well, think about LeBron. What if LeBron went to college? Think how good he was as a rookie in the NBA. It's ridiculous. I mean, that is a sport that athletically you can make the jump right away.
Right, but wouldn't it would help both sports?
Yeah, I agree with you.
In the long term.
I agree with you. I mean, the younger, that's why the WNBA's got it right. Never thought I'd say that.
Hey, how about that?
But it's like the younger, the worse.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, you're just too young.
Yes.
And now there's a different argument of, well, you can't, I mean, you can't restrict, it's not okay to restrict this in any way.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that argument which you could have, but if you're taking that out of it and just looking at what's best for the leagues, you want guys at least 21 or older.
Yeah, you do. It's just, it's
in
hard.
All leagues.
It's just, like you said, it's hard to restrict them. And yet, we make such a big deal about it in the NBA, but no one ever says boo about it in the NFL. Because I feel like in the NBA, there's a sense of you're holding the kids back for selfish purposes. In the NFL, there's a sense of we're protecting you from yourself.
And people know it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Until that rule goes away and then a bunch of 18-year-olds dominate the NFL.
Right.
Yeah. Can you imagine for a second, like Penei Sewell was really good, right? I mean, that guy was...
Seems like it.
He came in and made an immediate impact. Yeah, go put him against J.J. Watt for a little while. See how that works out. Go have him try to block Aaron Donald. And Penei Sewell is a freak. I mean, that guy is an amazing... One of the really elite freshmen I've seen. Haloti Ngata was another one that I saw come through Oregon. You're just not ready. I don't care how good you are. You're not ready.
All right, Friday Randoms. We've got a guy... saying Kevin Durant's to blame for the world's problems.
Ooh, nice.
And I've got an Andrew Wiggins question for you.
All right. That may be, if all the things I thought you were going to bring up.
What?
I was not prepared for an Andrew Wiggins question.
Yeah, it's totally random, but it popped into my head. So.
Can we talk about family matters as well?
What do you mean?
I just feel like Urkel? I feel like that's just as random as you bringing up Wiggins.
The show?
Yeah. Let's talk about Papa Winslow.
I never watched that show.
You weren't a Family Matters guy?
Uh-uh. But I will say, every time I see CJ McCollum, I think of Urkel.
Do you?
I think he looks like Urkel.
Interesting.
You don't?
I don't think I've ever really given a lot of thought to that, and now I kind of want to.
Yeah, he looks like Urkel, dude.
Throw some glasses on him?
So that's coming up next. Here's Mike with sports.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tap by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up in our next segment, we will pick each and every NFL playoff game this weekend. All four of them. Complete with scores. So you don't even have to watch them. We'll tell you who's going to win.
I'm busy looking at the Urkel CJ McCollum thing, and boy, you were really right.
You've never thought that?
No, I've never. It just has never really popped into my head. But when you do a side-by-side, now, he doesn't really look like Urkel on the, like, from when he was on the show, but he looks just like the guy now that plays Urkel.
Right.
Like, if Steve Urkel grew up and joined the NBA, it's a dead ringer.
That's right.
It's kind of creepy now, and I can't unsee it. The resemblance is uncanny.
All right, this segment, we're going to get into some Friday randoms. First of all, another coordinator hire. I don't know why I find these so interesting, but I do. Chuck Pagano, remember him?
I do remember him, former Indianapolis Colts head coach.
Yeah, he's been hired as the defensive coordinator of the Bears.
His cancer gave rise to Bruce Arians, if you remember.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
Oh, that's right, in Indiana.
Yeah, in Indy.
Or Indianapolis.
In Indiana, yeah.
Isn't that
the Indiana Colts? Yes, that's the ticket.
So the Bears hired him to replace Vic Fangio.
Yeah, who's now the Denver Broncos coach.
It's just like rotating chairs.
And Vance Joseph, who was the Broncos head coach, is now the defensive coordinator in Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury.
Right. So Manny Diaz is the new coach in Miami.
Yeah, he was the Temple coach for like 9 days.
Yeah, and I'm not talking Dolphins. I'm talking college, the Hurricanes. Because that was a weird one. That happened over the break. What happened to Mark Richt?
He retired.
He did?
Yeah, he shut it down.
He just said, I'm out?
Yeah, he just said he was out.
Because they were kind of weird this year. Weren't they a top 10 team in the preseason?
Yeah, and then just kind of fell off the cliff. Yeah, he said that just he loved the program, and basically for the betterment of it, he needed to step down, and just kind of made it sound like he just didn't have it anymore.
And Oregon fans breathed a sigh of relief
yes.
when Manny Diaz went back.
That's right. I remember watching that on Twitter, like, oh, my God, like, Cristobal's going to go to Miami. They're going to have five coaches in 5 years at Oregon.
Yeah, Rick was only there for 2-3 years before he stepped down.
Well, when they
kind
hired
of presumptuous,
him,
by the way, that Miami would instantly go after Cristobal. It's not like he's lit the world on fire at Oregon.
No, but it certainly his name would pop up. He played there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
he's
did
a
pop
big
up.
Name there.
There were all these reports that their top target was Mario Cristobal and Manny Diaz, the top two.
Yeah, so that if he left, Oregon would have five coaches in 5 years. Am I right about that? I am right about that.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and do the math.
No, four coaches in 4 years.
Because they had Kelly, Helfrich, Taggart, Cristobal, and that would be their fifth, and I don't know how in what time span that would be.
Well, Helfrich had more than 1 year, though. So.
Yeah, but the new coach, it would be the fourth.
Yeah.
Helfrich, Taggart, Cristobal, new coach.
Right. Crazy.
So he went.
Well, anyway, Rick.
He went 9-4, 10-3, 7-6, and is gone.
Yeah, that's strange. Okay, so he retired. I know somebody who knows him. Rick says he's a great dude. Well, like he's one of those guys that's not like
everyone
all
loves
football.
Him. Well, think about it. Maybe he's 58, has made a gob of money, and maybe he just is like, look, I don't need this crap. Go do something else.
I'm surprised more people don't do that.
Well, it's because they're so single-minded, and maybe that's why he's different. Bob Stoops as well. You hear that about both of those guys is they have interests outside of football. And so maybe they do look around and be like, look, this is awful pressure. It's a tough uphill climb. We had a bad year, not recruiting very well. I've got $40 million in the bank. What the hell am I doing? Go live on a beach somewhere.
Okay, so Manny Diaz takes over at Miami, and he said this about, I think he was talking about transfers, like we were talking about the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And he said, look, the world has changed. And I'm going to blame the NBA.
What?
Once Kevin Durant went to the Warriors after they were 3-1 up when he was at Oklahoma City, kids want to go where the winning is. So that's hard because you have to create the winning to get them to come to where winning is. So there's a natural tendency to be drawn to the places that are currently on top, which that's fair.
I think that's been that way forever.
That's always happened, Manny.
That's the dumbest thing. You're going to blame
it, it is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Look, back in the day when I was living in Cave A and you were over at Cave D, if Cave A was where it was at, you'd tell me you didn't want to come be a part of it? Everyone wants to be a part of a winner. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the human race is the ultimate front runner. Don't act like all of a sudden this is something new because of the NBA.
Yeah, basically blaming front running on Kevin Durant is a little much.
That's the dumbest thing. That's one of the dumbest statements that I've ever heard.
So there's your new coach at Miami, Manny Diaz.
So basically what he's setting it up is being like, hey.
Nobody wants to come play for us because we don't win.
Yeah, because you don't win. Well, let me
I don't know. They were pretty good last year.
No, they weren't.
The year before last? Yeah, they were.
Oh, the year before. Last year.
I mean, not this last season, but the year before that, they were really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Miami was supposedly back. Funny how that works, right? It's like, oh, we're back, and we suck again.
Here's my Andrew Wiggins question to you.
Okay.
Now, Wiggins is in the news because he slipped up. Remember we played that audio of the
Rochester weatherman.
Yeah, he's a meteorologist. Thank you. And he slipped up and he said coon.
Yeah.
When talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Park or something. And he accidentally said coon. He was just talking too fast. At least that's what he claims. And he didn't mean to say coon. He didn't even know he said coon. And then everybody went crazy because they thought he was being racist.
Yeah, he got fired.
And he got fired. He just says that he misspoke. Well, Andrew Wiggins did the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read this, but he said he came out and he apologized for calling who was he talking about? He was talking about Dennis Schroeder, the guard for the Thunder now. But he's you know that guy.
Yes.
He's played everywhere. I always think of him as an Atlanta Hawk.
But same thing.
Anyway, he called him gay.
Yeah.
But then Wiggins came out and said, I did not call him gay. What I said was, I stopped myself mid-sentence. He said, his quote was, I don't know what's wrong with him. He was just gay. He was acting crazy for no reason. I look right through him. He's not someone I look at as a problem, not at all. So the video surfaced, and everybody went crazy, like, Wiggins, you can't say that, this and that. And he said, I just want to clarify, I don't know what's wrong with him. He was just getting, and then he changed his course of what he wanted to say. And he said, instead of finishing the word getting,
he just stopped
it sounded like
gay.
He said gay at acting crazy for no reason. So he said, I didn't mean to call him gay, if that's what you heard.
And he said he would never disrespect the LGBTQIA community.
T. So I believe him.
No, he had to rehearse that because he said every one of those. Because I saw the statement, LGBTQIA. He said he would never disrespect that community.
S.
9.
P.
4.
But I believe him. I totally get that. Although the audio isn't out there. I haven't heard the audio. But what I was going to ask you about him, now he's a moron. I can attest to Andrew Wiggins being a moron.
We interviewed him once and we couldn't air it.
Yeah, okay. So I just know that I know that he's a total idiot.
Yes.
Okay. And yes, we did interview him and he was so bad that, you just couldn't talk to, like, he just wouldn't.
Nope. Could not.
I don't know what his deal is.
You couldn't hold a conversation with him.
Would you want the bank account of Andrew Wiggins if it meant you had to have his brain?
It's interesting.
Now, you have no basketball skill here. You don't have his lifestyle. You don't get him.
Oh.
What you get is his account balances.
Yeah.
And his brain.
No.
And are you smart enough then not to blow the money?
No.
And we're trusting that he has money in his bank account in the first place.
No.
That's right.
No.
He could have already blown it, which I don't know if he had. I mean, he's made a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I'm sure he's made a ton. That's interesting because all I have to go off of is the one interview we had of him.
I'm telling you, he's a bonehead.
Then no.
And a lot of athletes are boneheads.
$24 million, by the way, is what he's made.
That's it?
That's it.
Remember, he was on a rookie deal for a long time, Rob.
Yeah, $24 million.
Oh, I guess he's only just now getting paid.
Yeah.
He's making $25 million this year.
Okay, so it's about to double up here.
Yeah, he signed a max deal.
He's this year he makes 25, then 27, 29, 31, 33. But far he's
already you don't 24. Get his money in the future, just right at this moment, you're saying.
Well, no, I'll give you the rest of it. I mean, that's a lot of dough. I assumed he had made a lot more money than that.
Okay, so we're getting his contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you want that.
I think I'll take it.
Yeah, if you're giving it that way, yes.
Because here's the thing,
you got to think like him.
It's $100 million.
But here's the beauty part. More. Have you ever? I got to be careful with this.
Uh oh.
Got to be careful.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Got to buckle up here. The beauty part about morons is they don't know that they're morons.
That's true.
So the world for morons or simpletons or whatever you
is
want
is great. Is that the road you're going down?
There's an element to it because they don't know any different, and most of them don't care. My brief moment that I had in the NFL where I was around some really really dumb people, or just think about in your day to day life as you go around and you meet someone and you're like, oh my God, you're just a cretin. You have no idea what's going on. There's a certain bliss to it where you don't have to worry about anything. You don't care about climate change. You don't care about politics. You're not caring about being a decent human being. You don't give a rip. You just are worried about, like, whatever is in front of you that particular day, whether it's playing some Xbox or maybe pulling some chicks, what car you're going to buy, you know, what you're going to have for dinner. There's a simplicity to that that if you add in $100 million, that's not so bad.
I don't know, man. You're trying pretty hard to sell that. I think that would be awful. I mean, the money would be great.
Yeah,
but to think like him.
But, Rob, you wouldn't have any knowledge of your prior knowledge.
Exactly. You're just happy being dumb.
Yeah, but what would that be like, though?
I've known a lot of dumb athletes, and I'm telling you, they're pretty happy dudes because they just.
I mean, I'm
not. You have $100 million in the bank account.
I know. And look, I'm not smart, but.
There was a guy I played with, and I've told the story. He's the dumbest human being I've ever encountered in my entire life, but he was also one of the nicest dudes. And he just smoked a lot of weed.
Wow.
He slept with a lot of strippers. And he wore really offensive designer clothing, and he couldn't have been any happier. Wow. Now, what we need to do, I need to look that guy up and find out if he's broke, because he did not have $100 million. He had a lot of money. I'd be interested to know if he's broke, because he'd be like a nice litmus test for me.
Yeah.
Because his life was pretty sweet. His life was pretty sweet.
I don't know why I thought that about Andrew Wiggins, but that popped into my head today. It's like, man, what a dilemma. You know?
But again, can you see that sometimes being dumb is probably a pretty good deal? Like, you just don't care. So you're
maybe it's the perfect scenario.
That's a great hypothetical, Rob.
Being that dumb but that rich is like the perfect. Isn't that might be, like, to your point, that could be a perfect combination.
Yes. You're dumb and rich. You just have to have enough intelligence to hire someone look out for your money. Otherwise, you blow through it. That's the downside. Because
do you listen to other people? Because someone can come to you and say, hey, look.
See, that's the thing. We don't know. You don't know how dumb he is.
Mike Andrew, you need to have someone work with you on this, on your money. Do you go, okay.
But again, is he, different levels of dumb. So it's are you that dumb or are you just kind of dumb where you know that
you're taking that risk?
Yeah. Because the crappy part is if you're that dumb and you blow through your money, then you're stuck the rest of your life being that dumb with nothing to do. But even then, man, you've got a pension. You can sign some. I'm taking it. Because, you know, being NBA broke isn't really like being regular broke. Like, Scottie Pippen is broke, but Scottie Pippen still lives in a mansion and drives a nice car. Sign some autographs, do some endorsement deals. You still get your NBA pension. I'm taking it.
But you're not Andrew Wiggins. You're Jason Sukanik.
Oh, that's right. You're not an NBA guy.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, right. Remember that. But you got a lot of dough, man. You can live that lifestyle if you want.
Yeah, it's going to take me a while to burn through $100 million. I don't care how dumb I am.
Somebody texted and said some of the happiest people I've ever met had broken elevators.
Yes. Because you don't.
That's hilarious.
You don't have to think about anything else.
Ignorance is bliss. Okay, coming up next, our definitive picks in the NFL playoff games with scores when we return on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
Noises. Hey, welcome back. The club is coming up here. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Maybe some NFL music, Maestro.
The Frozen Tundra.
Saturday, January 12th. That's tomorrow. Colts at Chiefs. Who wins? And give me the score.
This is where I want to have the balls to predict the Chiefs upset.
But you don't.
I don't. You know what? Let's do it. I'm going to. Give me Colts 38, Chiefs 31.
Wow. By seven.
By seven.
The underdog. I'm going to take the Colts, too. I think they beat them. They beat the Chiefs again. 37-34.
I was going to say, mine should probably be a little closer than that. Let me go like 38-35.
31-21 Chiefs.
In a somewhat low-scoring affair.
Tomorrow night, Cowboys-Rams. L.A. It's supposed to rain.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams. I think it's going to be lower scoring because I think the Cowboys are going to take the air out of the football a little bit. I'll go 28-24 Rams.
Ooh. I've got the Rams 27-1.
Interesting. 1 point, huh?
Yeah.
Trying to think how that's possible.
Well, they're going to dock Jason Garrett a point.
For awkward clapping?
After a safety. For being Jason Garrett.
Understand.
Playoff penalty, you know. 27-12 Rams.
Ooh, like a comfortable win for the Rams.
The Cowboys will get four field goals.
I actually am very close to that, Rob. 28-13 Rams.
Okay, now Sunday is Chargers Patriots. This is a good one.
This is a good one. And again, I'm going to go with the road team upset here. I'm going to take my Superchargers. I think they go into New England and exercise some demons. And I will say Chargers. I'll go Chargers 28, Pats 25.
going low scoring on this game.
What was the spread? -4, New England?
4.5, I think, for the Pats, depending on where you look.
How about 17-13 Chargers?
I like it.
How about that?
Taking the Chargers as well. Great minds think alike.
Are you Chargers, Colts.
See you copying me, though. You're going to have an original thought.
Well, I believe I was the first to proclaim both the Colts and Chargers easy money take the points earlier in the week. So I feel like you're copying me.
Clearly not. We all heard the picks.
24-13 Patriots.
And then Saints, Eagles, I'm going, this one I have less of a feel for, but I'm going to go 24-17 Saints.
24-17. I'll go, let's go 31-21 Saints comfortably.
31-28 Saints.
Somebody said they wished Andrew Wiggins could hear our segment.
Sure.
I do too.
No, there's this,
maybe you think he'd call in.
There's this element that somehow like you're supposed to be afraid of athletes. Like I don't. You seem to feel really confident that Andrew Wiggins is a total idiot.
Me.
Yes. Yeah, it's fact.
I just know that we talked to him the one time, and I don't know if I've ever had a more awkward conversation with a human being than Andrew Wiggins.
Look, he's not that bright, okay?
So whether that means he's an idiot or not, I don't know. But if he's offended by it, well, Andrew, call me sometime.
A lot of athletes are idiots. A lot of talk show hosts are idiots.
Sure.
I'm looking at one. I guess you are, too.
I see the reflection right there.
A lot of people are idiots. So, all right. So are we done with our picks?
I think we're done with our picks.
There you go.
That was quite quick.
You don't have to watch the games.
No, just take our word for it.
Anything else going on in sports this weekend that's cool?
I'm going to say no.
You got NBA games and college basketball games.
I am so
I'm not checking in on the NBA till after the Super Bowl.
I am dreading football being over.
February.
Yep. I really am. I need like a Blazer trade or something to try to get me to pay attention to
you
it.
You sure you want that? Did you see the report from Sporting News of Sean Devaney today?
Oh, yeah. With Jeremy Lin.
They're interested in Jeremy Lin for a first-round pick.
It's like that first-round pick's going to be anything.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
They need help in the backcourt. They need help in the backcourt and on the wing.
That's what I thought. I went, really?
Apparently Jeremy Lin for a first-round pick. What is that pick? Like, going to be like number 26?
There's no way.
Yeah, Sprague was kind of poo-pooing that. He's one guy's report. Who was the other guy? They were looking at I think Terrence Ross and Jeremy Lin, and there was someone else as well. That was the hot Blazer.
Yeah. Terrence Ross would be fun. The high-flying three-point shooting guy.
Look, wake me up when they trade CJ. Until that happens.
Somebody asked us who wins the Puppy Bowl. I don't know.
I'm going to go with a Pomsky. I've been on a real Pomsky kick lately.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen those things? They're the cutest damn dogs you've ever seen in your entire life. I know the name is going to throw you off a little bit, but look, it's like a
Pomeranian?
No, it's like a miniature husky.
Oh, I see.
It's a Pomeranian, a husky, and it's the cutest effing thing ever.
Well,
I'll take the pit bull.
I'll take the pit bull to wreak havoc.
Did you see the death over the pit bull? Yeah. I'm trying to remember where this story was at. I saw it today. Guy was walking his dog. Yeah. This is a sad story. Guy was walking his dog with his fiance and they had a shih tzu. Yeah. On the little leash there. Don't laugh. It's a bad story. Other dude is walking his pit bull.
Yeah. This happens a lot.
Not on the leash.
Ooh, you got. Yeah, see, that's.
Yeah. So.
It's bad news.
The shih tzu people confront pit bull non-leash guy about leashing up their dog. Now, it did not say in the story that there was a dog fight, but they were concerned with the scary-looking pit bull running around the shih tzu, even though there was no attack. So they kind of start jawing. Pit bull guy punches shih tzu guy in the face, kills him.
What?
One punch.
Well, that didn't end how I thought it would.
No. Punches him in the face, guy falls down, hits his head, dead. That's
oh
all.
Oh my God. And then the pit bull and the shih tzu walk off together?
They all
like buddies?
The one guy took off with the pit bull and he ran. They said that people immediately like started freaking out and doing CPR. And they said that it was almost instant death. They said between the punch to the head and hitting his head on the ground, it killed him almost instantly. He was brain dead. So they found pit bull guy. They arrested him. And he's going to stand trial for manslaughter.
I was going to bring this up, but now I feel uncomfortable about
manslaughter.
Doing it.
What?
Yeah, we didn't mean to kill him. He punched him.
There is a rogue non-poop picker-upper in my neighborhood. Oh. And I'm not kidding. On every single route when I go out for like a run or something, there's dog poop on every route.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And it's the same poop on every single street, so I know it's the same person. Look, over and over and over and over again.
Have the common courtesy to at least foot wedge that into the shrubs.
Right, or have your dog go in the shrubs.
Look, I'm not
going to... Why is it in the middle of the sidewalk?
I'm not going to lie, I've foot wedged before. Like, if it's on the edge of the shrubs, and, like, maybe I just kind of...
Haven't you also tossed the doggy bag into someone else's garbage?
I do it all the time. We've had this debate before, and I find nothing wrong with it, and I'm sorry if you do. But if you leave your garbage can on the sidewalk and I've got some doggy do, it's going in there in a plastic bag. But I want acknowledgement out of you that that Pomsky is the cutest damn thing you've seen.
It's cute, but all puppies are cute, so...
Look at the adult ones.
I don't think it's...
Shiba Inus a lot. I think they're pretty cute.
Dude, the Pomsky is where it's at. And I feel like it's going to be my next dog. Outside of the fact that you have to say that you own a Pomsky, which is terribly emasculating, that thing is awesome and I want one.
By the way, dogs poop wherever they want, Mike.
Yeah, you don't get to decide where the dog poops.
You don't get to decide for the dog where he poops.
Yeah, like every now and then I'll be walking across the street and my dog just stops in the middle of the road and he's like, it's happening right here.
You ever had the dog? Yeah. Oh, totally. We've all had the dog that just, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, he's like intersection pooping right now.
Now, Ned, the late Ned, he was a notorious fickle pooper.
Really?
In other words, it would take him forever. And you know, and he would circle around. You know how they do? They circle. And he'd be like, nah, no. He'd circle around 20 times. He'd be like, nope, not good enough. Start the process all over again. And then he'd go find another place. And it's like, okay, I think this is it. Circle around. No.
And you get frustrated and yell. And you realize he's just trying to get comfortable and take
right.
a squat.
Yeah, you can't yell at him. No. It's just like he's got to wait.
Yeah. Well, I've told the story. One of my bulldogs won't poop if it's wet outside. He will just stand out there and stare at you and wait you out. And then the moment you let him back in, he goes up to the landing and drops one right there.
Don't you think there will eventually become an app? They'll eventually have an app that Mike can just like take a picture of the poop and they'll DNA match it to through some portal to this neighbor's dog or something.
You think with all the surveillance cameras and like Ring doorbells that all these mysterious poopers would get caught? Seemingly, anytime something happens, it's on camera.
I'm not kidding. I'm literally dodging poop every day on different routes, and it's infuriating. Yeah,
that's no good. Clean up after your dogs.
Yes.
It's not hard. The problem is, here's the problem, because we've all done this.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out with your dog and you forget the poop
bags.
Yeah,
the bag. That's where the foot wedge comes
that's
in.
That's a hard thing, because it's like,
Yeah.
You know, how do you show that you really want to pick up the poop, but you really have nothing to do it with?
Yeah.
Therefore, you kind of look around, and maybe you do one of these. Maybe you throw up your hands like, oh, and then...
You know,
like, look exacerbated, like, oh, I forgot the poop bag, so that people watching you can see.
You got to do the fake pickup.
Oh, the fake pickup. What you would do,
If you see someone watching, you box them out like you're going in for an NBA rebound, right? You put your back to them, and then you bend over, and then you make some hand motions, like you're picking up the turd.
Can see through your legs to where you're picking up.
From a distance, it just looks like you're down there picking it up, and then you quickly just kind of walk away. And by the time they know what's happened, you're long gone.
Then they're on their walk and like, wait,
yeah,
I saw him pick that turd up.
Hey, must be a different dog.
That SOB.
I'm not gonna lie, I've had to fake pick up before, because when I go out, I walk both dogs same time, and I bring two bags. And I'll tell you what, if there's more than two poops, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm out of luck.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing more. I bring two.
You got to have the little one that hooks onto the leash that has the roll in it.
Yeah, the roll. Yeah.
That's what you need.
No, I bring a two-bagger, and there are times when three happen, and because the little guy, sometimes he's a multi, and yeah, you either have to foot wedge it or you do the fake pickup. Luckily for me, he poops in the bushes anyways.
All right, we talk bonsai trees, bird box, and other things coming up next in the club on The Fan.